for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
47957.
That was 57957.
47957.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
This is Kevin Fulmer.
Okay. Let me see if I can locate an account for you. I didn't bring up an account by that zip code. You said the last name is Palmer?
Fulmer, F-U-L-M-E-R.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if I can find it that way. Is it likely it could be under a Mrs. Fulmer?
It could be under Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E.
All right, thank you for that. I did locate an account for Janine Fulmer. Can you verify the address for security purposes, please?
10966 West State Road 14, Madarieville, Indiana.
All right, I have a different, do you have an alternate shipping address by chance?
No.
No? Okay, well, the account that I've located, it has that name listed, but it's not the same address.
And what do you sell?
Okay, well, I would have to verify that I'm handling the correct account before I can give you information as to what I see. We are a third-party call center here. Is there an alternate?
Well, that's the only address we have, and you're taking money out of my bank account.
Okay, sir, the street address that I have listed here, it has Grace Street. Are you familiar with an address like that?
No.
No? Okay. Well, let me try to find another way to verify that I'm handling the correct account. Do you happen to know Ms. Fulmer's email address?
It is B as in boy, A-L-Y, K-9 at yahoo.com.
All right. Let me see if I can bring it up that way. What is the nature of your call today?
You're taking money out of my account. You're taking $119 and another $7 out.
Okay.
It comes up, but just says it has your phone number.
And what is the charge amount?
Like a 117 or one, and then $6 and some odd cents.
And do you happen to know the last four digits of the card that's being charged?
No. Well, I have mine, but I don't have it with me.
Do you guys share an account?
Yes.
Okay, so the account that I've located, I would have to have a two-step verification to ensure that I'm handling the correct account. Is your phone number 219-954-0118?
That's her number.
That's her phone number? Okay, so we have a matching phone number and the name on the account. I have a different email address. It's a Gmail account. Does she have a Gmail account that you made?
Well, it would be, I think, jfulmer@gmail or something like that.
Okay, so it's her full name at gmail.com is what I'm listed here. And the street address that we have is 1309 East Grace Street. You're not familiar with that address in Indiana?
No.
Okay.
No, we've lived here for, I've been married 37 years, and this is where we've lived all of our life.
Okay, sir. So the account that I've located here is for the Vital Care. This is Keto Gummies.
Keto Gummies. We never received any here.
Okay, right, because there's a different shipping address on the account that I've located, sir. So it's not going to come to your address that you told me that you live at. This is a completely different address. Do you think maybe, do you guys have kids maybe that you purchased the product for to send them to, or?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, it looks like there was a trial that was purchased with our company back on the 22nd of May for $6.97. That was for the Vital Care Keto Gummies. These are dietary supplements. It shows here that it was a free 7-day trial. If you fail to call in to cancel during the 7 days, your bill, the retail cost for that model, and that's $109.97. And you said that... Is she around? Maybe I can speak with her on behalf of the account?
No, but you can call that other number.
Okay, is there a way that you can possibly have her give us a call?
I will have her give you a call.
Okay, no problem. And I'll just leave a note on the account that we'll be expecting a call back from her in regards to
Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support.